The title of this painting and the title of the poem I wrote after I did the painting is The Invitation. In a few moments, I will recite the poem, but first I want us to look more closely at the painting. It is large, 3 feet wide and 5 feet high, and hangs on the wall beside the massage table in my teaching healing studio, beside another one the same size. In the top right-hand corner, the sky is dark. The computer doesn't show it very well, but there are tiny pinpricks of light there, stars in the night sky. To the left, you can see the edge where day meets night. Boundary times and places have often been thought of as places of magic and mystery. Anything can happen at a boundary. Another boundary can be seen where the forest meets the meadow. The forest is impenetrably dark with no visible way in. The meadow is covered with snow. In Western culture, white is the color of innocence and purity. A snowfall can cover up many an ugly or unsightly area and make it pristine. In order to reach one's full potential, however, one must leave the purity and innocence of one state of being and delve into the mystery of the dark forest in order to grow up and mature. The great Italian poet Dante found himself in the middle of his life in just such a dark place, and his way was lost. To find his way, he created the Divine Comedy, a masterwork of Western culture. And the quotation you see beside the painting here on the website, which I found after I had painted the picture, also speaks of the mystery of how to find our way forward. Joseph Campbell was a man who lived and worked in the realm of myth, and his words ring true. You enter the forest at the darkest point, where there is no path. Where there is a way or path, it is someone else's path. You are not on your own path. If you follow someone else's way, you are not going to realize your potential. The stag was a particularly strong animal totem for me when I painted this picture in 2010. Here he embodies the divine masculine principle of taking action in the world. He is going before the viewer toward the unknown to serve as a guide, but pauses to make sure the viewer is following. Here, then, is the poem I wrote after meditating on this painting. The Invitation. At the edge of the wood, the stag turns. Looking back, liquid eyes probe deeply. Are you coming? The forest is dark. I see no path, and night is coming. Still he waits. Body toward the wood, head turned back, eyes fixed on the one he would guide. With his proud rack held high, he is all male and potent, scary for one unsure of her own power, yet compelling too. Still he waits. That wild nature that has been forgotten in learning tamer ways is beckoning. Will you come?